Unit 3, Exercise 1B. Listen and choose the correct answers.
And just in case you need reminding, Doctor Who returns to BBC on Saturday, and I, for one, am very excited. Well, we thought he might never make it, but Matt Smith will finally take over as the new Doctor on Saturday. To celebrate this great moment, I have the biggest Doctor Who fan in the world here with me in the studio. Laura Littleton, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, Laura, believe it or not, I was talking to a young woman the other day, and she didn't believe me when I told her I used to watch Doctor Who when I was a child growing up in the 1970s. She had no idea of the history of the show.
Well, I think that's very true of many teenagers. The thing is, the show originally ran from 1963 to 1989. Then it stopped until 2005 when a new series was launched. Teenagers usually think that it was broadcast for the first time in 2005.
And how do you explain the success of this show? I know there are a lot of people who love science fiction, but this show seems to appeal to everyone.
Well, I'm not sure that I would describe it as pure science fiction, although the basic idea behind the programme is very sci-fi. One of the things that has made the show so popular is the way it changes genres so often. So, for example, one show might be comedy, and the next might be real horror. You always get something different.
Now, one thing I've never really understood is, who exactly is the Doctor? I mean, I know he's a Time Lord, but what exactly does that mean?
OK. The Time Lords are an alien race who live on the planet Gallifrey. These Time Lords have the ability to travel through space and time and change the ways of the universe. Now, the Time Lords said that they would never change anything in the universe, but Doctor Who doesn't agree with that, so he travels about and changes things.
Naughty man!
Well, not really. He only does it because he wants to fight evil and help people who need help.
Of course.
Now, to help him get about the universe, the Doctor has a time travel machine called the TARDIS. From the outside, this looks like a tiny old-fashioned blue police telephone box. But of course, inside, it's huge. And that's because the TARDIS is dimensionally transcendental.
Wow. What's that exactly?
Well, no one's really sure. I asked a scientist once, and he said that it was a fancy way of saying it's bigger on the inside than the outside.
One of the best things about Doctor Who is, of course, the great monsters he has to face. Which are your favourite ones?
That's an almost impossible question to answer. Oh, how can I choose? There are the Icemen, and the Sea Monsters, and the Cybermen, and, of course, the Daleks. I mean, they're all great. But one of the best new monsters must be the Weeping Angels.
The Weeping Angels?
Yes. They're these stone statues that move when no one's looking at them, so they creep up on people and crush them to death.
I don't think I've seen them, but they do sound very scary. My favourites, though, will always be the Daleks. Exterminate! Now, when I was a kid and I heard that, I used to hide behind my sofa.
I think we all did. The Daleks were pretty scary monsters.
Now, another thing that I never quite understood is how the Doctor can change his appearance.
Well, the original Doctor was played by William Hartnell, but one day he told the show's producers that his health was getting worse and that he couldn't play the Doctor anymore. Now, they didn't want to lose their show just because they were losing their star, so they had to think of a way of saving the programme. So they came up with the great idea that every time a Time Lord gets old or wounded in a battle, his body transforms so that he looks like a new person. This meant they could change the actor and continue with the series.
And how many Doctors have there been?
Since William Hartnell, there have been 10 other official Doctors.
And what about Matt Smith? Have you any word on whether he'll be any good?
Well, I've actually had a sneak preview, and I must say, he's excellent.
And his assistant?
Yes, Karen Gillan looks like she'll do a great job. She seems to be very much a classic assistant.
Which is?
Well, the Doctor's assistant is almost always a young woman from present-day Earth, although there have been a few assistants from the past and the future too.
Well, it's all very exciting, and I must say that I, for one, will be glued to my TV set this Saturday evening. Laura, thank you so much for sharing all this with us. Will you be watching the new series too?
I most certainly will.